Are you dreading your next home repair? Don't. Crew Pros is your one-call solution for everything your home needs, whether it's heating and air, plumbing, complete roof replacement, whole home generators, and electrical repairs. Our professionals get the job done right. Crew Pros is your single source for high-quality home services at affordable prices. For everything your home needs, Crew Pros. Remodel, repair, replace.
Memphis. Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee. The beautiful land in the world.
And I'm thankful for this guy who tweeted and said, I don't have that fire in my eyes no more. That game right there was for him. That's what I do. I prove people wrong each and every night, and that's for him right there.
Hi, this is Tom Izzo at Michigan State, and you're listening to Grizz 901.
What up, Grizz Nation, and welcome back to another episode of Grizz 901, presented by the good people at Zach Jaworski State Farm, where they treat you like family. I'm your host, Daniel Greer, and we have a fun-filled episode tonight. We have the announcement, where we take our talents and where we're going and what's happening, the big reveal. All right, that's all I got. But we have a fun-filled episode, obviously, and we're going to break down the game. What just happened, right? Luke going off, the Grizzlies scoring 151 points, and the fun that surrounds it. We will then get to the big announcement, but we're going to have a fun episode, and you know we got our guy here. He's in a hotel room. He's far away, and he even has a friend with him. Yo, what up, Nate? What's up?
Go Grizz. Mr. Cinnabear says, go Luke Kennard. Woohoo! We Cinnabear. Knew you could do it. That's what he's called on the purchasing sheet, which I will not be needing later on in this day. Cinnabear will be staying here in Jackson while I leave. But for now, we're best of buds.
I like it. All right, we got some so just so everybody's clear, Nate did not watch the game. He was out dinner doing adult things. With his wife, and so he's able to have a nice date night. So we're going to bring him up to speed, a little story time, but I'm going to give you some teasers on what happened tonight. So that's the first one from Black Lives Matter. The second one is from Kaylee. Thank you for hanging out with us. Luke is him. So I know you saw the box score. First thoughts, when you open the box score, you're like, oh my God, what just happened?
Dude. I mean, I don't understand why Luke missed, I guess. 10 for 11. Why not just go 11 for 11, man?
All you know why he missed?
Make one more. I do not.
It was a grenade. They threw him a grenade.
No! Yeah. Dang, really?
Yeah, it was in the middle of the stretch run. It was a grenade that he caught, and so he had to throw it up. And it wasn't great, but you know what? It is what it is. But nobody else will remember that he missed the shot. We'll all remember the 10 he made because dude was just throwing – everything he threw up was buckets. It was beautiful.
I mean, literally everything he threw up except for that one shot was a bucket. I mean, Looking at the box score, man, I was I'm a little disappointed. I was one Jaren Jackson Jr. bucket away from winning quite a bit of money tonight.
Same.
Shout out to Wyoming. I can legally bet here. But other than that, man, Kenyon Martin Jr., KJ Martin Jr., as Pete was making sure to call him KJ on the broadcast. 10 points on 4-for-6 shooting is much more what I expected than the 30 points he dropped last game. But I did not expect Luke Kennard to drop 30 this game. I mean, looks like I missed a heck of a game, man. Fill me in.
Yeah, so if you look at the box score, look at the top half, whatever, the plus and minus. It's kind of funny. You have Dylan Brooks with a plus 2, and then you have a 20, 14, 24, and 15. And then you come down to the bench. You're like, who are these guys? You're like, oh, Santi Aldama, Luke Kennard, Ja Morant, David Roddy. They're at 28, plus 28, plus 28, plus 30, plus 22. Like, that's the way the night went. So just to get started, the game was very uneventful early on in the first, like, 5 or so minutes. And then Taylor Jenkins calls a timeout, and then it was on. It was just like up and down the floor. And it seemed like it's one of those games where the team is up and down the floor the whole time, right? But there's another team that seems to be always increasing their lead. And it was just, it was beautiful. It was, the Grizzlies were playing good team basketball, passing well. And I had Desmond Bane assist, and he didn't pass the ball because everything he shot was going in as well. So that was unfortunate for me.
Dude, I just looked, 61% from the floor, 59.5% from three. I mean, one guy going 10 for 11 from three will help with that. But my God, dude, they went off tonight. I missed a show, didn't I?
You missed a show. Like, I don't usually get too high or too low. I always preach never too high, never too low. I don't want to be the Debbie Downer of this show, right? So I will not say that for now, even though it is the Houston Rockets and they suck. But I will say that my family is going to bed. My wife's putting my kids down to bed. And they're in the back room and I'm sitting on the couch because she knows I want to watch the game. And, you know, thank you, wife, for that. But I'm in here howling and I don't ever howl, right? I'm very stoic. I have fun. I watch the game. I'm in here howling because Dylan Brooks threw it off the backboard to Jaren Jackson Jr.
This.
Over a battery running low Alperen Şengün, where his legs went the wrong direction and he didn't know what to do. It was so beautiful. They just were having so much fun. And so that's really what I enjoy about everything is the guys were having fun. And in the end of the day, they got a win. They were expected to get a win, but they weren't expected to go off for 151 points and kind of unlock some things that probably they weren't really they were unsure about. And the shooting is kind of starting to kind of come into fruition here.
Well, I'm looking here, and I mean, anytime you have Jaren Jackson Jr., who, listen, Jaren's a big, and I think we're all super encouraged by the way he's been working in the paint lately. But we're only a couple of years removed from him being the best three-point shooter on the team. Mm. And whenever he goes 0 for 4 from 3 in a night, I would not expect three-point percentage to be decent. And instead, it's 60%.
0 for 4,
The team percentage was 60% from three. One of the things I'm happiest to see here, it's only in 18 minutes. I see it looks like he got into foul trouble, but efficient Dylan show up again, 4 for 7 from the field, 2 for 3 from three. Tyus cooking still, 4 for 8 from the field, 3 for 4 from three. Honestly, listen, the Luke Kennard thing, awesome. You love to see it. Yeah. I would say, and I'm guessing here, the biggest takeaway from the game for me would be the Desmond Bane shooting night. Because even though he's still, we all know what Des is and what he can do, he's not been super efficient lately. Hmm. That stand out actually in real time during the game that he was, 10 for 13 from the field, 5 or 7 from three?
What stands out to me at that is it went unnoticed. Like, I'm not saying regular basketball people that pay attention to it and we're kind of watching and seeing, I don't think it went unnoticed to that. But in the whole realm of the game, he was the guy who was hot. He was the guy who was on fire. But because Luke was shooting so well and everything he threw up went in, it went unnoticed. And the fact that our best shooter, I'm just going to say that again, our best shooter, Desmond Bane, went 5 of 7, goes unnoticed, is beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's what you really need. And honestly, both guys, they shoot well from opposite sides. I want to say Luke likes the right, maybe the left. I don't remember. Either way, they're opposites. And so they like either side. And so that allows, honestly, the floor to space a little bit more. If you have a guy like Jaren Jackson Jr. who can take over, he didn't have to tonight. If he wants to take over, he can take over. Dude, it's wide open. This team is coming together. I want to hit one little pause, okay, for the simple fact that I'm going to go back to look at the schedule, right? And so I'm going to look at this. 1 second. God bless my phone. Is it the weather? I don't know. Maybe I need to pay an extra dollar to AT&T to get them to work my phone
a little bit
better.
Your phone is just old like you.
Shit, I am old. I am getting old in 2 days. Another year older. Looking at the schedule lately, we had the Spurs, obviously the big comeback, and then I think things started clicking. The Warriors, it clicked finally. It's a good team. Mavericks, it they're an okay team. They can be good. That, you know, that's a Jekyll and Hyde. But we're going up against the two Rockets games that they're not a very good defensive team. The last three games, and honestly, the last four games, Warriors on the road, they're not good road defensive team. These last four games, not good defense, okay? So the Grizzlies are finding it. I'm not trying to Debbie down the situation, but I'm also saying, hey, let's I'm thankfully we're getting our mojo back, right? I think confidence is the biggest thing with this team. It's not who we play ever. It's about us. And if we can kind of play like this, it's going to be good. But I'm looking forward to the games that we might run up against these good teams down the stretch. Maybe it might be a barometer to exactly who we are. Will we play our guys? Will we go ahead and put the foot on the pedal and see what we got? I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think you've got to. I think you have to, one, unless you are seriously considering rolling with this lineup in the playoffs, obviously the minutes would need to differ, but you've got to put Ja back in and you've got to push the lineup with him in, right? You've got to get that clicking with him in the starting lineup. I mean, the Grizzlies, the way they run things, I would be shocked if Ja is not in a starting lineup, right? That would be unreal.
No, he's going to be the starter. When would you change it up?
After Atlanta. Don't let Ja play in Atlanta. Bad things happen to Ja Morant on that court. So I was driving today and I was looking at the schedule because you and I were talking about doing a post game on Sunday because I'll still be here in beautiful Jackson Hole, Wyoming. But I was looking and I was like, geez, don't let Ja play in Atlanta. Please, for the love of God, whatever you do, don't let him play in Atlanta. Nothing good happens to Ja Morant on that court. But I would say against the Magic, in all seriousness, and that's because I'm halfway serious about don't let him play on the Atlanta court because I'm terrified of what it does to his knees and ankles. But Magic, get him back in the starting lineup. But here's the thing, dude. The way the Grizzlies operate, again, I would be shocked. It is not out of the realm of possibility that they're like, this is cooking. Let's keep bringing him off the bench.
Yeah.
But you got to find a way to play Ja Morant 30-plus minutes, right? That's the thing that you can't really do without him in the starting lineup. And I would certainly not advise keeping Ja Morant off the court under any circumstances. But you got to push the lineups, right? They hadn't been going long enough with the Jaren Jackson Jr. component, which everybody knows is the biggest component that's out there, right? What can Jaren Jackson Jr. become in tandem with what we know already and have seen already Ja Morant can be in the playoffs? And so that's going to be the biggest piece that has to come into play. And they've got to put that together. But, man, they're cooking, dude. They've got a formula put together. And now it's just a matter of how well can you execute, how well can you keep it going?
No, I agree. I think that I think you got to rip the Band-Aid off at some point. You can't just stick with this too long. Let me read you something real quick. Mm-hmm. 19 minutes, 27 seconds, 8 of 12 from the floor, 1 of 2 from 3. He was a plus 30 with 18 points. Plus 30 in 18 minutes. There is a reason he is one of the top 10 players in the world. Okay. The entire world, like the whole thing, not the flat one, the circular, the one that, like, there's water. The one that goes around, there's like a weird thing that's kind of like pulls you around. There's something in the air. It's like a sun. That world, yeah, top 10 in the world. Big time. So,
well,
you got to play him. You got to start him. Just rip the Band-Aid off.
Listen, again, we're in agreement. Like I said, I would be shocked if he wasn't starting, right? I wanted to make that super clear before I said what I was going to say because the Grizzlies are strange and will do weird things. But I want to point out something else. I would be shocked. I would be not shocked, surprised if this team doesn't get to 50 wins, which I think 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, if you just said it's 50 wins in play, I'd have been like, yeah, but I wouldn't put money on it. And now they've got 9 games to get 4 wins.
Yeah.
Now it's, I mean, this, the way
they're going to get 50 wins.
Well, we said this on the last show, the way this team has flipped just the general, I think, feeling and emotion around this team, the way it has done a complete 180 from 2 weeks ago when your star player is getting, well, not suspended, leaving the team, whatever, after flashing a gun on IG Live, to where it is now where we're like, yo, there's no one in the Western Conference playing as well as this team is playing, including the Kings, who are still playing really well, even though they lost their last game.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable, the turnaround.
Yeah, the Grizzlies are playing good at the right time. They have one of the easiest schedules, if not the easiest schedules going forward. Okay, so we're not being I don't want to not take the full bite, right? I don't want to just nibble at this thing. The full bite is, hey, it's an easy schedule. They're playing some easier opponents, but in the same sense, they're taking care of business, and that's what you have to do. The Grizzlies are playing well, and I don't care who they play. If they're finding their stride within themselves, that's the biggest thing. And so we're going to get to the announcements in a second. We're going to kind of put our bow on this game. But the Grizzlies, all in all, they played well. It was a 114-151. It felt like, and I want to shout out to Tyler Berner, somebody on Twitter. He even said the same thing. He was saying that it felt like the Oklahoma City game where they won by, was it 70 some points.
Yeah.
I was actually there at the game at halftime. I went to the bar, and I literally in the fourth quarter, me and my buddy were sitting there and we're watching the game on the TV, but having a drink. And we hear defense. I'm like, what is happening? So we run out of the bar with our drinks and go out there and stand, and the whole crowd is standing yelling defense. It was beautiful. But it did feel like that. It was one of those games where you're like, man, it feels like that. So it was cool. It was cool.
That's awesome, dude. Listen, it's a weird thing to look up in the middle of dinner and see your team's up by 40 points and see that somebody's 10 for 11 from three. I mean, it was an insane moment. It's weird to tune into your own team and be like, oh, I don't have to worry about that anymore. Where are my bets at?
Where are my bets at?
And ask where they're at.
All right. So anything else? Listen, we're not minimizing wins. Okay. I'm just saying they're playing well. They're finding themselves. I don't care who they play, but I will say that they are playing weak teams right now. Not a big deal, but you have to find yourself within it. They don't want to play defense. Okay. So this is why the Grizzlies, it's a free flow, right? They are the Grizzlies are the best AAU team. Okay. So if Houston wants to be an AAU team, well, we got the Grizzlies. So, but I will say that they are this is the right team to get your mojo back against. This is the team that can catapult you because it allows you to feel yourself, allows you to feel good about yourself, to where now you go into Atlanta, in Atlanta, where you're going to have probably more Grizzlies fans than Hawks fans, and you're going to beat that. Yeah. And then you're going to go to Orlando or back home against the Magic and beat them. And then you're rolling into April after you sweep the two games against the Clippers. The Grizzlies can play really well, and they're going to play really well. And I think this is the team that you actually need to play right now. This was the perfect time to play those teams. So I don't want to take away from it. So I don't want people to think I'm minimizing it. I'm not. I'm saying these teams aren't good, but also you need to play these type of teams because it is really important. So we'll see.
I want to say one thing. One, please don't play Ja Morant in Atlanta. I'm dead serious. Let's do a little return to play management there. But number two, I thought this was actually more than anything a chance for the Grizzlies to lose momentum. I thought the chance was greater for Grizzlies to lose momentum in this little back-to-back against the Rockets than it was to gain any momentum, simply because it is the Rockets, and losing to the Rockets is a huge – I mean, that's just a huge, you know, defeat-type mentality that can come out of that. And in the meantime, what I'm looking at is obviously the Grizzlies had that rough stretch, all the stuff that happened. Since then, they've lost to the Heat, only the Heat. They've beat, since March 9th, the Warriors twice, the Mavericks three times, beat the Rockets back-to-back, and had a massive comeback against the Spurs.
Right.
They had all the momentum coming into this little back-to-back against the Rockets, right? It was all there. And all you wanted to see was them to keep that going. And they did, with not playing their best, obviously, in the last game, and still able to pull out a win and win it in clutch minutes against a team that, again, We said it last time. The Rockets are a bad team with a lot of really good players.
Yeah.
They can all get buckets. And they were amazing. Getting buckets, right? That first game, they were getting a bunch of buckets, and the Grizzlies still found a way to beat them. And then to come out and beat them by 30-plus. But the Grizzlies, I think they found it before this Rockets game, these Rockets games, right? It was a matter of keeping it going. They've found it, man. The Jaren Jackson Jr. part unlocked so much for this team. And then we talked about it before he came back. Ja Morant coming back makes everything so much easier for these other guys, especially Luke Kennard. I don't know how many minutes they played together tonight. But when I see that he got up 11 threes and was able to knock down 10 of them, I assume there was a lot of space and a lot of open floor for Luke Kennard to make some shots tonight.
Honestly, I don't know if it was it wasn't like the guys were just leaving him wide open. He wasn't just standing there by himself. He was literally coming off of screens, pull up in your face. That was like from 4 to 10. Like, he was moving a lot early on. He was in space, but I'm talking about the quick release. It was a quick release. It was good tonight. It was not just him standing there. And that's really what you want to see, is him more on the move, because him on the move, knocking down shots is huge. And so anyway, all right. Anything else you got on that before we get to our announcement?
Oh, dude, I'm amped. Me and Cinnabar both. We're super amped for this.
All right, so let's go ahead and get to the announcement, because I think that's what some people are kind of here for anyways. And so, first of all, thank you for kind of hanging out with us. The Grizzlies win 151-114, and that's what you want to see, right? That's what we all wanted. This is your dessert. This is what you get. But this is what we're excited the most about, probably more than any of you that are listening, whether it's now or on the podcast. Always like to shout them out. But this has been in the works for how long? A week?
Well, not long enough for me to really process it, to be completely honest. But long enough for it to happen.
Yeah. So, all right. So, this all happened very fast. And so that I will be crystal clear about that. This all kind of came to fruition within probably a week. Honestly, I think it has been a week, because it was last Sunday when we had our conversation, actually. And I'm going to throw it to you real quick. I'm going to put you on the spot for a second. I get the phone call. I have the conversation. I think the phone call, what's up, Kat? How are you? So I have the conversation, and we're on the phone with so-and-so for about an hour, right? And I get off and I call you immediately. I tell you the news. I tell you kind of what the plan is, what the idea is, and what the direction could be. First thoughts, because I think that's important. Just honestly, just you're hearing it, you're like, all right, this is kind of the first thing I'm thinking of. Like, man, cool, not cool, scared, not scared. You know, what are you thinking?
I hated the idea. Still hate it. No, I'm just playing, man. I was, I don't know. It was hard to process, right? I mean, you know, for everybody who comes on here, I play the Joker, but I'm actually a little bit smarter. I'm not going to say a lot smarter, a little bit smarter than
He's much smarter than me.
I tend to come off on here, and I tried to Swiss cheese it, to be perfectly honest. I was like, hey, what are the problems that come with this? And when it came down to it, I was like, listen, there's no real problems. We get to keep doing exactly what we're doing today, having a blast doing it, right? But with the opportunity to not just you and I, but bring our entire team along and have the chance to expand this and bring even more people into the Grizz 901 family and have I think be able to expand this to people who wouldn't know about it, but it provides value, right? Which I wouldn't. And I feel like I don't want to be braggadocious. I don't want to be boastful, but I feel like we do bring some fun, right? If nothing else, we bring fun to the Grizz community, which is what we aim first and foremost to do. And
you're holding an get the chance effing to do it. Bear while you're saying
that. First off, it's not an effing bear. It is Cinnabar. I know, because the thing that says he's $70 says his name is Cinnabar. Hence why I'm soaking up all this time with Cinnabar, because it will be the only never time we get. There is not 1 minute that's worth $70 with this bear, but for free 99, we're best of buddies tonight. So let me be clear. And he's my Bond villain pet. That's just what he is. But overall, I would say just honestly, just excitement. The reason I was trying to switch cheeses because I was super excited about it. I was so excited about it. I was like, hey, there's got to be some kind of problem I don't see here. And I'm pumped, man. I'm pumped.
Yeah, so I am as well. And so first thing I will say is the news, we are leaving the Lead Sports Media. And so I have been with the Lead for 3 years. And so I have been over Grizz Lead. If you followed us there, I have been there for 2 years being at the helm, took it over randomly on I think it was the first game of the season. I randomly took it over and have kind of grown it from, I think it was around 900 or so followers on Twitter. That's kind of how we gauge it because that's our only social media out, you know, that really matters to us, to now I think it's right at 3,200. And so, growing it that much in 2 years has been cool for us because I feel like it's genuine, it's honest, it's us. But leaving it feels like you're kind of leaving a friend behind. And so we're not going to completely leave it behind. I'm going to run it all the way through the end of this year, through the end of the season, because I think that's the right thing to do to kind of pass it off. But I'm going to leave it and kind of hopefully transition it over the course of the season to someone else. And so that's going to be the main thing I want to do. But the Lead is going to still be there. The Grizz Lead is going to be still be there. So make sure you continue to follow it because that's the main important thing. I want to look back as a fan and say, hey, it's finally doing what I envisioned it to do so many years, right? And so I don't want to take that away. But I also want to give credit to Eric and Logan for giving us that chance. They are the people over the Lead, and they have believed in me, and they believed in us and our entire team. But me, you, and our team, we're actually going to take our talent somewhere else. And I think it's going to be really cool to kind of take it to a new platform. A platform that really looks at Memphis, looks at the city, looks at the team, and actually kind of taking on the Grizzlies in a sense. And so we are going to join Bluff City Media. And so I know that's probably not news to some people, but it is news to the simple fact that we're going to be able to take this on a much higher level. And so we will still be Grizz 901. We're still going to be us, but we're going to do every single game. So every single game, there will be a post-game show. Every single playoff game, there will be a post-game show. Throughout the ebbs and the flows of the year, ebbs and flows of the season, we're probably going to take a night off here and there. And so we're going to have a guest that comes on, vice versa. But we're going to make sure we give you the most of our time. But I think it's going to give us a chance to join the Grizzly Bear. The Grizzly Bear Blues is what they're called right now. At some point, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to eventually be Bluff City Media. It's the Grizzlies content, whatever in the world that looks like. Eventually, we're all going to be under the Grizzlies umbrella. But Bluff City Media is over the Memphis. They do all of Tiger Sports. I think all of them, honestly. They do anywhere from the Redbirds to the Showboats to the 901 FC. It's a lot of fun. And so go, honestly, follow us there. But we will not be on the Grizz 901 podcast YouTube. We will still have our podcast. So if you follow us, what is it? Spotify, Apple, Google, whatever. Yeah. Did you know that you have to say Google Play Grizz 901? You can't say 901, but I screwed that up for a year. You got to say Grizz Play 901. So I do know that now. But it's going to be cool. So next, I guess it's Sunday, follow us at Bluff City Media on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, first of all, thank you. You're the reason that we've got signed. Okay. This is a big deal for us. Like we got contacted to bring our talent somewhere else. And yes, look at this. This is my favorite of the night. Hopefully
it's better than Malik. It will be. Let's be clear. It will be. One, no one's going bankrupt anytime soon, so that's a big plus. But I do want to mention, we got contacted because of all of you, right? All of you, like, tuning in, following along with us. Again, we're both just fans. We talk about this. We are in a text saying things we would never say publicly because we're fans that get caught up in the heat of the moment, right? And to be able to be fans, but be alongside people who come and listen to us, have that fan mindset, but want to talk about this team, love this team, and get and choose to listen to us be morons back and forth. You got cats hopping on the freaking couch next to you. Usually got to go let your dog out mid episode. I'm did, here with yeah. Cinnabear stroking with my new Bond villain pet, and people are tuning in to listen to us. And it's just unbelievable that it's gotten to the point where it's coming to this, right? Where we're getting brought into this stuff. So thank you so much to everyone that comes in, tunes in, and has been on this journey with us. And we can't wait to keep it going for a long, long, long time ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say that it was a ride back from New Orleans with DC, who's one of our Grizzly guys. But it was a ride back from New Orleans when I was like, where's the content for the Grizzlies? Like, we're riding back home after a Grizzlies game. We spent the night there, and obviously New Orleans. And we're riding back home, back to Memphis the next day. And I'm like, where's the Grizzlies content? So that's the reason we stay up late and we do these shows. Obviously, you know, we haven't gone through a West Coast road trip yet to where we're doing midnight shows. We'll figure that out, okay? But we want to give you the content somehow, some way. Because I think that's important, but giving you a little bit of, whether you're listening to it at 10:30, 11, 12 o'clock with us, or if you're actually going and listening to it at 6 a.m., 7, 8, 9 a.m. in the morning, because you wake up and you have that in your, right there in your phone. So I think it's important. So that's what we're doing. But also, y'all are the reason that we are able to get a deal. And I think that's important to us. And I think that hopefully that's important to you is from all the people that listen to us on a consistent basis and have fun with us. And so that's what we're going to do. Nothing will change. The only thing you might change is maybe some design stuff. Who knows? Mark and his team over at Blessed Media are going to listen. They're designers. Okay. They do that kind of stuff. Everything that you ever have seen, ya boy. No, nothing. I have Canva. I've used my wife's Canva, who somehow has a free deal with her. She's a teacher. That's who's made everything. So hopefully everything starts to look better. And I think it's going to be a lot better. But either way, we're going to be here. We're going to be having a lot of fun. And I think every game, every win is going to be fun. And I promise you, the playoffs, Nate, you haven't done this yet through the playoffs, I don't think. Actually, did you last year, playoffs, any shows?
I was here. I don't know how many shows you had me on. That was back before you realized my potential and my talent and my natural camera charisma.
The playoffs are so much fun. So please, if anything, join us for the playoffs. The playoffs are an absolute blast. And so make sure you're still tuning into the space at Spaces Grizzlies, the Grizzly Spaces right after the games. But we're going to come about, I don't know, 30 minutes or so after the game, because I think that allows us time to digest the game a little bit. But we do have something about Cinnabear. Franklin said, I think Cinnabear approves too. So we Gucci.
Cinnabear is very happy to be a part of the broadcast and the family.
You might have to buy Cinnabear.
No. I mean, listen, if anyone wants to donate, we can maybe put my Venmo in the show description or something. But Cinnabear is a pricey stuffed animal.
We'll buy one from, what's the place? They stuff the bears.
Build-A-Bear. Nah, I'm good, cuz. I don't need we'll to go to Build-A-Bear for you. Listen, this is sort of a birth anniversary for me and my wife, celebrating both our birthdays and anniversary. We're spending a lot of money this weekend. I don't think Cinnabear needs to be a part of that budget. It's going to be completely honest. Maybe I'll get talked into it and make a surprise appearance on another show, but
yeah. Probably not. let me address this real quick. This is a long message, but last year, that was the Sleepers Media guys. They're friends of mine. They go follow them. They are I almost just said a hoot. They're amazing. They're funny guys. We pretty much, I think we ranked, I can't remember what we ranked. I think over on like something you hate or something you love at Christmas time. I can't remember what it was, but it was a lot of fun. So, Franklin, you are, you're a good one if you've heard that back, so far. So anyway, so yeah, we are with Bluff City Media going forward. And so, we are going to have, if you are a devoted listener, speaking of, people, we have Chris here in the comments, We do have their podcast as well. Okay. So if you are a No Bluffing podcast fan, they're going to join us as well as Free Basketball. So our team is going over to Bluff City Media. We're going to be covering a lot of the Grizzlies content as well as writing for them. If you want to get their insider stuff, which is more of the in-depth articles, you have to subscribe. I believe it's $5 a month, $60 a year. But I do have some kind of a code. Hold on 1 second. I have a code, guys. I can save you some money. I don't know how much money it saves you. Put in code JOIN10, J-O-I-N 10, 10, JOIN10. I don't even know what that saves you. It has a 10 in it, so it must save you like 10 bucks, something. Maybe it saves you 2 months. But anyway, yeah, it's $5 a month, so I think $60 for the year, but you can put in the code JOIN10 and save you some cash. Some cash.
I did not like the way you said that.
Why?
I don't know. I thought it was weird.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's get into what else you want to hit on. So obviously we shared the news. We got about, I'd say, 5 more minutes or so before we get out of here. What else you want to hit on? Anything with the Grizzlies?
I don't really know what else to hit on, man. I mean, they're clicking on all cylinders, heading into the right time of year. We talked about the record stuff on the last show, so I don't think there's much to cover. I just hope they have a rest management.
You want Ja to play? I don't get that. That doesn't make sense to me.
I feel like the last 3 times he's played in Atlanta, something's happened to a knee or an ankle. I don't know if I'm misremembering this, but I feel like he had the knee thing last year was in Atlanta. And then the other time they played in Atlanta since then, he twisted an ankle or something. I don't know. I don't trust him.
The Atlanta people or the court?
The court. They got like, too much Magic City juice on there. Whatever you think that is. I'd say wing sauce
lemon pepper.
To be perfectly clear, I'd say wing sauce on the court. Well, I don't know what you're thinking about with Magic City. I say it's wing sauce.
You were thinking whatever glitter. It is. You were thinking glitter.
Sometimes you get some glitter on the wings, add a little bit of texture. You know, I hear they're the best in the city, to each their own. But whatever it would be, too much of it on the court, and it's not good for Ja's health. So let's just go ahead, drop the game. I could care less.
Hey.
Keep our guys safe.
Look at this. Look at.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I'm telling you.
I had no idea.
It's amazing Black Lives Matter. You remember when Cinnabear's here to help you out.
Hey, thank you, because you are the voice of reason most of the time, even though we disagree and I'm always right. But I don't understand why he's gotten hurt. But, yeah, maybe they let him sit. I don't know. But if it was me, I'd probably start him.
Probably.
That's probably the wrong
decision. That's probably what they'll do. I'm terrified. I don't know what it is. It scares me. That's all I got to say.
All right. Well, let's look ahead a little bit. We've had plenty of fun, honestly. But the Grizzlies, with the big win, 151-114, Luke going 10 of 11 from 3, setting a franchise record. The Grizzlies now have clinched a playoff berth. I know we talked about this last time with the looking at the standings in general. You're looking at more than likely it's a Minnesota Lakers. I would imagine that's probably how it stays a little bit. Minnesota Lakers. And so that's, you're probably playing the winner of that game if you're in the standings right now. But looking for the future, right? We're going to Atlanta first, and then you're back home for another 3 games. Magic, Clippers. Clippers and a back is, it's not a back to back. There's a day of rest. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I think that they go 2-1. To be honest, I think they win the Hawks and split the Clippers. It's just hard to beat teams.
Magic include
them. Oh, then I would say they go.
There's 4
3-1. Sorry, okay. I thought you stopped with the Clippers. It's hard to beat teams back to back. I think that's why I'm so impressed by them beating the Mavericks 3 times. And
well, Paul George is hurt, I believe. I don't know.
It's just hard because whoever wins the first one is likely going to let their guard down, lose the second one.
Okay.
You know, especially in the regular season, right? That happens in the playoffs, much less the regular season. So I think it's really hard. I'd say they split that, but win the other two. I think that the Clippers will be a good little barometer, though. Are those both at home?
Yeah, they are.
Both of
those are the last. I'm at the Clippers schedule. One second. I'm looking at the Grizzlies. They have one more game. They play the Trailblazers at home Tuesday, 4-4. Outside of that, they month of March, they have pretty much home games outside of this Atlanta. So you go to Atlanta, Magic, Clippers, and then you go Bulls back at home against the Trailblazers, and you're three on the road. Pelicans, Bucks, Thunder.
Yeah, I still say 3-1. I think they have a better chance of sweeping both those games with the Clippers, with them both being at home. For some reason, I thought they were both on the road, but they're both at home. So I still would say if you do win both those Clippers games because you dropped one of the first two. I'd say 3-1. I feel pretty good about 3-1 going into it. Again, I would not hate for them to just not play drop this Hawks game. But I think the Clippers are a decent barometer, even without Paul George. I think they're a decent barometer for just how much the Grizzlies are clicking and how much they're able to put the pieces together. I don't think it's a end-all be-all. Like, if the Grizzlies got blown out by the Clippers, I would not be overly concerned. But I do think it's, hey, what are we going to do about Kawhi? And the reason being, because if you say, hey, what are we going to do about Kawhi, it can come into, hey, what are we going to do about Kevin Durant with the Suns, right? Because that's a guy with guys around him you have to respect, but he's the guy, right? And what are you going to do about getting Jaren and Ja going together? And by then, Ja will be starting again, and you'll get that going together. So, listen, man, we always talked about if Jaren Jackson was back and he was dominating to the extent we all knew he had the potential to dominate, there's no one better in the West. And I expect to see that over these next few games. They'll tone it down towards the end. They'll lock up the 2 seed and they'll tone it down. But over until that 2 seed's locked up, I'd say probably either through the Bulls or the Blazers game in April, I bet we see them really start to put pedal to the metal here.
Yeah, I like it. Kaylee, thank you. She's doing the work for us. Knee injury. She just double checked it for us. It did look like an ankle, I believe. That was our first thing. It looked like an ankle for Paul George, but it ended up being a knee. But we have a question from Franklin. The 1 seed, all right. Are they losing, or is Denver losing intentionally? The Grizzlies are only 3 games back at this point, right? They're even games, I believe. Are they even? Yep, they're even. Yep. So, what are your thoughts? So, do you think they're going to try to lose? They have a tougher schedule than the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies don't have a completely easy one.
No. I mean, three I don't games? Think,
that's a lot.
I don't think they're trying to lose the 1 seed. I think trying to lose at this point in the year is a
stupid. Yeah.
Because they could drop anywhere. If they're going to intentionally lose the 1 seed, they could drop all the way to 3. I mean, there's a long shot, but they could possibly drop to 4. Right. Listen, again, I don't think so. But if you're losing the 1 seed, I mean, the Grizzlies are what, 2 games ahead now, maybe 3.
Do we have 9 games left? You're not moving more than
I don't know. But well, here's my thing. If they're gonna drop the 1 seed, it's close enough, you could drop all the way down to the 3.
Yeah, that would matter. You wouldn't want to do that, right?
I don't think they're doing it regardless.
They're not.
The whole point is I don't think that they're doing it regardless.
So
and let me tell you something. If they were gonna try and do it regardless, I think that the Grizzlies would try.
They would lose.
Keep it in that 2 seed, right? You throw in Casey, Kenny, Laravia, bring Z back up from the hustle and say, hey, boys, give them your darnest. Give them your best. And know that it's probably not going to be Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan. I mean, it would be the ultimate strategic way to lose in the playoffs. Because I still don't trust Denver in the playoffs anyways. But no, I don't think they're trying to give it up.
I think they'd want to, if gun to your head. Yes. I think they'd say, yes, we would like to get out of this spot.
Yeah. But you just can't intentionally lose at this point in the year and expect to have good things happen. Here's honestly my take from it. I said this on the last show. I've been so confused as to why Denver has been so good all season long. I've not trusted it the entire season. And I've seen it. I've seen it again and again and again. But let me tell you what I saw throughout the regular season with Jeff Green knocking down jump shots, Aaron Gordon knocking down jump shots, Michael Porter Jr. And I think what's happened is all of a sudden those guys aren't hitting all those shots. It's a bit of a regression to the mean. And so I might be wrong in that. I haven't paid close enough attention to be absolutely sure. I've not thought the Nuggets – I still think the Nuggets are a prime matchup for the Grizzlies. I just don't – I don't trust it. And they've proved me wrong all regular season. They may continue to prove us all wrong and make it to the finals.
I
just still am a skeptic.
Well, what I will say is if everything holds to the standings as they are, if you play the Nuggets, you're obviously playing them in the conference finals, which is obviously a feather in the cap to the Grizzlies. They've beaten the teams they need to beat because the way this looks, the Grizzlies have a road to the conference finals a la the Memphis Tigers, right? They had a good road to the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, whatever you want to call. So we know that, hey, easy roads aren't always there to be taken, right? So you can't always just guarantee that, hey, just because it all looks easy, it doesn't always work out like that. But I will say that if you do get there against the Denver Nuggets, you're obviously the one versus the two, but you're also, hey, thank you. You did our dirty work. You knocked out Phoenix. You knocked out one of the Clippers or the Warriors. They did all of that for you. And so, in all honesty, they've kind of done the dirty work, and you're there standing there, and you just took out either the Kings, maybe the Timberwolves, who knows. And so I really think the way this is all shaping up and the way that Jaren Jackson has emerged, the way that the team is shooting, the way that the spacing of the floor is happening, it's only going to help when playoff time comes. We are very much the podcast, the guys who always speak about the playoffs, the way that a half-court offense has to be for the playoffs. And I think that's the number one thing that we have to look at. How is it going to be? If you help off of Ja, you possibly have either Luke or Bain. And the way, honestly, Dylan Brooks has been shooting has been good. Santi Aldama has been shooting bad, but now he's starting to pick it back up again. This team can really hurt you. This team has a chance to really be a threat in the playoffs. And so that's what I look at. I obviously do not think that the Denver Nuggets are losing on purpose. I do think that they were given a choice. I think they would not pick the route that they're on because of the way it's shaping up. But also, I don't know how it all plays out, right? You don't know if the Lakers get beat in two play-in games and they don't even make it. So there's a lot of things could happen. Either way, I think it's all going to shape up and sort itself out the right way. And the Grizzlies just have to win their home games. Grizzlies win their home games and win the championship. Well, maybe not the championship because the East has that. But anyway, all right. I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else? We're kind of up against it at this point, but I think we're kind of up against it. But I think it's going to be a fun ride. If you are a subscriber of Grizz 901, do us a favor right now, whenever we get done, go over to Bluff City Media, just put that in and to YouTube and just subscribe. We will be on there every single post game. We'll be live and we'll make sure we bring you the same exact content. There will be other shows, but we are mainly their only live show. Okay, we're being brought over to be featured as their main post-game show. The only people that are really doing it right now. Okay, so thank you for hanging out with us, but please go do that because if you don't do that, then you're going to miss us, and we want our people over there with us. And at this point, Sunday is not far away, right? And I'll be doing some heavy indulging of beverages on Sunday. It's my birthday. I will say that. I usually don't tell many people. But I'm getting old, and so it is my birthday, but we will be on here after I enjoy a steak, some mashed potatoes, some asparagus, a lot of stuff like that, and some strawberry cake. It's a spot. I'll be fat and happy. I'll be good to go.
You're already fat. You just got to get happy. I'm looking at your little post from Luke earlier in the game tonight, and he looks like he is all kinds of cracked out. I wonder if that dude snorted some Adderall before he went out tonight, because it certainly looks like it from the box score and his face in that clip. So Let's go.
He looks like that, man.
Grizz to the moon, baby.
He's got that resting Luke face.
Luke is your father.
All right. Well, thank you all. What does this mean? What does this mean? Franklin?
Birthday, man.
Is that what that means?
Brother.
What does this mean? I failed Spanish. All right, I didn't spell it. I just didn't listen.
Just take it as a compliment.
Cumpleaños?
Cumpleaños, brother. Come on. Wow. You're killing me.
I'm just asking
also,
questions.
Also, I told you what it meant.
Oh, happy birthday? All right, cool, yes. Thanks. Literally means happy birthday. Look at this. See? Hey, thank you. Thank you for not being Nathan. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you're much nicer than I am because I can't take this. Let's go. I'm tired. Guys, I got a mountain to ride tomorrow. Let's go. Me and Cinnabar got to get some sleep. We're going to cuddle.
All right, that's all we got. Honestly, it's been so much fun. Go join us at Bluff City Media. We will have all our socials changed over. And go follow, I don't even know what it's called right now, but go follow the Memphis Grizzlies content from Bluff City Media. It's the old Grizzly Bear Blues, right? And so go follow them there. And so that way you will find our writing as well as everything else. But that's all we have. Please and thank you for everything because it has been a complete blast. But you know what? We're just getting turned up. We're just getting started. So everybody wave bye to Cinnabar and have a good night. Have a good weekend. Be nice and tell your friends.